Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. Watson moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Eckersley. Hargrove moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive towards first. Watson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Mike Paxton now pitching. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pappy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Hassey moves to second. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing third base. Toby Hara now playing shortstop. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Pappy moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Watson is walked intentionally. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Manning steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-3 in the game. Hara strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pappy bunts towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paquette. The throw from Hassie and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hassie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dell Alston pinch runs for Ron Hassie. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alston. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paquette fumbles the ball. That's an error on Paquette. Alston goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4 Red Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Alexander now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 4 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 4 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 4 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.